those of us who have to always comment on the New Testament. Not that we don't like to do it, I mean, but this finding out who was proconsul in Achaia, you know, is a great help to try to date Paul's movements, because we know when Gallio was consul, and that you can work your way out. Typical Roman, you know, everybody else is, you're having this argument about your religion. That's got nothing to do with Roman law. Go fix it up yourselves. And so then they got a hold, why they got a hold of Sosthenes, it's a little bit difficult to say, though he must have been sympathetic to Paul and let him preach in the synagogue. The other very Jewish thing in this text is, you know, Paul is saying the law does not bring salvation. And a lot of these minute observances are no longer in force. But the practice of faith that the Lord had given to the Jewish people is still in force. That's why he made a vow, so now he has to shave his head as a sign that I've made a vow to do something every day, probably, or something. But it's just struck that those Jewish practices are still valid, if you want to use them, but not the attitude toward the law, or through that to God. Well, now we're getting close. Our Lord tells us clearly, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, and then a solemn promise, but your grief will become joy. Now, that's so clear, isn't it? I mean, with all that's going on, who's happy? Nobody, except those who know the Lord. You know, we have all this stuff going on there about Benghazi, and thinking of all the energy and all the attempt to lie to a, you know, certainly that's not a happy life. And then they'll turn on us, they always have. Right now, we're not very popular. And if this HHS mandate goes through, we'll suffer quite a bit. But the Lord says, don't worry about that. Now you are in anguish, but I will see you again. I will come. I will talk to you. I will be with you. I will feed you on my body and blood. And your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you. And one day, I'll come. When I end the world, if you're still around, I'll take you. And if you've died before that, I'll take you. I mean, this is wonderful. You see? On that day, you will not question me about anything. You'll finally get it straight. Because my divine life will be that power which is keeping you for all eternity in a glorious existence. So you won't have any other question. You'll be so absorbed by my beauty, my love, my greatness, my attractiveness for all eternity. And you'll be sharing it with millions of people. There'll be no arguments, there'll be nothing. Can you imagine? Hard to imagine, huh? But you see why it's important to keep your eyes on the prize. You know, think of where we're going. That's what kept Therese going, St. Therese, right? Was this, I'm going to be with God. She read that book, I brought it, Amrjan by Amrjan, I read it down, I brought it down one day, remember? It's called The End of the Present World or some title like that. And that gave her perspective. And so though she suffered a lot because she was a victim to God's merciful love. Let your love just pour through me like hot lava. Let it get out. And so, and once in a while, she said to the Lord, could you take it a little easy? I mean, I can't take it. And then, but she looked forward to that day when God, the Father, will get off his throne and walk down and embrace her and say, now it's my turn. We should look forward to that. He promised it. You see, I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy away from you. You will not question me about anything. Why? Because you will be gazing on the very infinite beauty of the Trinity. You'll be part of that life. And you know, in our very practical world, we hardly ever think about heaven. You ought to make a resolution to spend 1 hour at least a week thinking about nothing but heaven. That's where we're going. That also helps to straighten us out. Well, I don't want to waste time in purgatory if I can get to heaven, you know, so I think I'll quit sinning. I mean, it's just good business.